Scrittipolity. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Finally we get to meet after all these years.
I saw you at John Peel's funeral, actually, and I thought of wondering if you were in the Pizza Express afterwards. Do you remember?
I was indeed.
Yeah, and I was sat about two tables away from you and thought, shall I go and say hello or not?
Oh, I wish you had.
But I didn't.
I was a bit crushed.
It was, yeah.
It was a weepy afternoon. And then, bizarrely, I got on the train to go home and I got a phone call from Radio 4 saying, would you like to dep on Home Truths?
Oh, really?
It was just like the same day and actually, yeah. You know, in various attempts. Anyway. Enough about me. What about you? I mean, I first encountered you through John Peel, through hearing Skank Block Bologna.
Yeah.
Was it 79 or something like that?
78.
78.
Yeah.
Because listening avidly to the Peel programme back then.
Yeah. No, I was following you around in your gigs before that. So, Hope and Anchor and all sorts of places I used to go and see you play.
Well, you mean Scrittipolity were going round and...
Well, we were, yes. Unbeknownst to you, we were in your audience very often.
My goodness. We could form a mutual admiration.
Yeah,
this is excellent. You know, most of the listeners, to be honest, Green, are so young they have no idea that I ever used to do anything other than this. So,
oh, really?
Yes, it's a well kept secret.
Fine band.
Thank you very, very much. We had Scrittipolity as quite a hard edged, angular sounding group. Early on, you went and toured with a Gang of Four, who were also kind of mates with me and my group and that stuff around that time. And I understood from the press at the time that on tour with the Gang of Four, you suffered a bit of kind of stress.
Yeah, it was very stressful. And I ended up having a panic attack. I didn't know that's what it was, but we were in Brighton at the time. And I ended up in the local hospital. And... as a consequence of which, I didn't play live again for 20 blah, 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 years. And until this year, in fact. So that was a nice rest, sabbatical.
Now, but what's interesting about that is that around that time, that happened to a lot of people. The bass player from Gang of Four, was it David? Had exactly the same problem. You know,
right.
he couldn't take that being on that tour either. And
the diet didn't help.
He quit the band. What was... No, let's not go there, shall we?
Yeah, let's...
but then Andy Partridge from XTC, again, around within a year of that, had exactly the same experience. And maybe it was something to do with having people spitting at you from the front row or just the way that touring was at the time, that it was more stressful then than it is now.
Well, we certainly didn't look after ourselves in any way, shape or form, did we?
Well, it was the days before macrobiotic, healthy eating or anything.
Quite the contrary. I was a vegetarian at the time, and all that vegetarians could find wherever they went was, you know, cheese sandwich.
We'll make you a salad.
Yes, if you were lucky.
If you're lucky. What are you going to play for us first, Green?
We're going to do a song called Snow in Sun.
Excellent. Okay, well, live
are you ready for us?
Live on Six Music. Here they are, okay. Scrittipolity, live.
Correspondence worked and I should have known. I've seen those dark clouds come.
replete with mistakes as evidence of our painful sincerity. That was Snow in Sun.
Complete with rough edges is
rough
all,
edges,
all
yes.
We'll admit to here, and that just goes to prove that it's absolutely live here on Six Music.
I totally forgot the chords in the middle of that. But there we go.
Well, could we let's introduce the rest of the lineup so that everyone we share the responsibility. Green Guardside is joined by Dickie Moore.
Dickie Moore on guitar.
Hello.
And Alyssa McDonald on bass.
Hello.
Hello, Alyssa. We've had emails from fans and addicts.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yes.
Fans and
we love the new album in our house, says Martin and Kate Cole. In particular, they say the unexpected swearing.
Oh, yes, there's a bit of swearing.
Please tell us there is a new Scritti album taking shape after this.
Well, there's songwriting going on, which is a good sign,
I think.
That's always
a good start, isn't it?
It's a good thing to start with, writing some songs, yeah.
Totally. Steve says, could you ask Green if he came across Gang of Four, Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry and other art school bands when he was at Leeds Poly in the late 70s?
Yes, I did. And some splendid bands there were too. You know, the Mekons, Delta Five, all that. Fantastic groups, yeah.
Were people like the Au Pairs, they weren't
They had
from...
a Leedsy bit, didn't they?
They
at
did,
least.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a post-punk hotbed, he says, with venues like The Warehouse and The F Club. And gosh, The F Club, I've forgotten all about that for
Me
the
too.
Last 20 years.
I effing had.
Well, is that what it was called, that? I did wonder. And Dee in Lansing says, I heard the trail about Green this morning and wondered if you could ask a little about a little-known album by Tony Le Mans.
Oh, yeah.
That Green produced in 1989.
I didn't produce it. My friend David Gampson produced it, and that was... We did it for Prince, for his Paisley Park label, and I sang on it and did a bunch of things on it. Tony, sadly, was killed not long after the making of that album because he drove his car way too fast through the Beverly Laurel Canyon or somewhere. So
you know that thing where if your name is Mr. Doe, you have to become a baker or, you know...
Right,
You know, I wonder
Tony
if being
Le Mans
called...
was very fond of very fast cars.
I wonder if it just, you know, nominal predeterminism, as they say.
The writing was on the bonnet for him, yeah.
Dee just said, I'd love to know how Green came to be involved with the projects. And I think reading between the lines, it's also, what's Prince like?
Oh, what's Prince like? I've only met Prince once, and...
The purple one.
He's short, and you don't really need to know very much else. I mean, you know, he makes fantastic records, or has done.
I know
Wendy and Lisa are a bit better. I worked with Wendy quite a lot on the album before this current one. And Wendy and Lisa are fantastic people. I mean, really fabulous.
Oh, yeah, and wonderful musicians, too. Yeah. What are they up to now?
They were doing their own thing. I hope they're still doing their own thing. I think they were doing their own label and stuff. I haven't heard from Wendy, who played on my last record quite a bit. I haven't heard from her in a couple of years. But, yeah, fantastic, kind, good people.
So when you say your last record, do you mean...
No, I mean Anime and Bonomy, which came out 7 years ago.
Okay. So you haven't picked Wendy and Lisa by way of an influence track. You've picked Run DMC.
Yes.
Why Sucker MCs?
Well, I actually mentioned the track. There's a song I do on the album called Boom Boom Bap. And at the end of it, I sing all the songs from the first Run DMC album, Sucker MCs being amongst them. And they just blew my mind and were my favourite band for such a long time that it would be nice to hear them again.
We'll do that very thing right after this.
BBC Six Music.
At number one this week, The Pipettes.
Six Music Chart.
Also in the top 10 are TV on the Radio and the Sleepy Jackson. He's got a very Perth handshake. Find out if they make it for another week on the Six Music Chart as I count down the new music you're buying. Plus, we head back to the charts of 1987 in So Last Century. Weird tracks from The Cure, Swing Out Sister, Curiosity Killed the Cat and Alexander O'Neill. The Six Music Chart with me, Andrew Collins, Saturday from 4.
BBC Six Music.
A friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was there, but then it went this way. Took a test to become an MC, and Orange Chris became amazed at me. So Larry put me inside his Cadillac. The chauffeur drove off and we never came back. Dave cut the record down to the bone, and now they got me rocking on the microphone. And then we're talking autographs and tears and laughs, champagne, caviar and bubble bath. Cause yeah, that's the life that I lead, and you suck. Take that and move back, catch
catch a heart attack, because there's nothing in the world that run the level like a cold chill at a party in the B-boy stand, and rock on the mic and make the girls wanna dance, fly like a dove and come from up above. I'm rocking on the mic and you can call me Run Love. I got a big long cat and I like a Seville, and written right on the side and read just to kill. So if you see me cruising, girl, just to move a step aside. There ain't enough room to fit you all in my room. So a first come, first serve basis. Cooling out, girl, take you to the death places. One of a kind, and for your people delight, and for your sucker MC, this just ain't right. Because you're biking all your life, you're cheating on your wife. You're walking around town like a hooligan with a knife. You're hanging on the app, you're chilling with the crew, and everybody knows what you've been through. I'm with the 1, 2, 3, 3 to 2, 1. My man Larry Lab, my name's DJ Run. We do it in the place with the highs and the bass. I'm rocking to the rhythm, want to watch it throw my face. Go uptown and come down to the ground. You sucker MC, you sad face clown. You $5 boy and I'm $1 million man. You a sucker MC and you're my fan. You try to bite lines or rhymes of mine. You a sucker MC in a bad Calvin Klein. Coming from the wackest part of town. Trying to rap, but you can't get down. You don't even know your English, your verb or noun. You're just a sucker MC, you sad face clown. So DMC, and if you're ready, the people rock is steady. You're driving big cars, get your gas from Getty.
I'm DMC in the place to be. I go to St. John's University, and since kindergarten I acquired the knowledge, and after 12th grade I went straight to college. I'm light skin, I live in Queens, and I love eating chicken and collard greens. I dress to kill, I love the style. I'm an MC. My microphone, all my rhymes are sweet delight. So here's another one for y'all to fight. When I rhyme, I never quit. And if I got a new rhyme, I'll just say it. Cause it takes a lot to entertain. And sucker MCs can be a pain. You can't rock a party with a hip and hop. You gotta let them know you'll never stop. Your rhymes have to make a lot of sense. You got to know when to stop.
When the beats come in.
Sucker MCs from Run DMC, which has been picked for us by tonight's guest, Green Guardside of Skritti Pulitti.
Sounded good, didn't it?
It did.
Well, it did to my ears, anyway.
But there's not a lot of chords or kind of harmonic structure in there.
That's what blew my mind when I first heard them. It was just, you know, them and a drum machine, and it's just
they just did the business.
They were so good.
And of course, it was them that was the pivotal point on MTV, where it went from being white. Through to almost exclusively black boys with microphones.
Yeah, they were awesome. Did you ever see them live?
Never saw them live, no.
And fantastic. Of course,
now we never will.
Fantastic, no, sadly.
I'd like to just rewind to where you got to not playing live.
Why I stopped?
Well, we heard the panic attacks.
And then I kind of decided I didn't want to make what was becoming indie, in inverted commas, music anymore, because I thought that was a bit played and it wasn't very challenging or interesting for me to do anymore. And what I wanted to play was music that was influenced by American R&B and hip-hop, which is not a music that I grew up knowing very anything about, really. I came to it very late and decided that was the most interesting music around. And so I went off to America and
worked with Arif Mardin.
Worked with Arif Mardin and some other magnificent musicians. And
it's a huge leap, though, from Rough Trade.
I don't know how I had the
Rough Trade to Arif Mardin
audacity to go and knock on his door and say, "Will you produce me?" But that's what I did, and that coincided as well with the beginnings of MTV, where people say, "Well, you don't have to play live anymore. We'll just show your video." And unbelievably, for a while, that was true. You could get away with just doing American Bandstand and different TV shows and having them show your video. And so, I avoided having to confront the fear for a long, long time.
But finally this year,
ladies and gentlemen.
Where can we get to see you play live?
Where?
Hmm.
You can see us play live on Friday night at the Tate, Britain, out of doors.
Wow.
As far as I know. Friday night, and you can see us. When can you see us in Edinburgh?
Monday.
Oh, Big Chill Saturday, which would be good. Monday you can see us in Edinburgh
at the Liquid Rooms
at Tea and the What's It, and then Tuesday you can see us in Osaka, Wednesday Tokyo.
Wow,
honestly, yes.
Well, that's certainly an eclectic tour schedule.
Do come.
Oh, hugely honoured that you've taken the time to drop in to play for us now. Oh, no. What have you got for your second song?
Second song. This is a song called Robin Hood.
Cool.
And we'll warn you in advance, it comes with the obligatory mistake.
For you live on BBC Six Music, that's Robin Hood by Skritti Politti, which together with Snow in Sun is on a single that comes out on September the 4th. If you can't wait that long, though, they're both on the current album White Bread, Black Beer, which is up for a Mercury Prize, and we hope you're going to win it as well.
Yes. Good. I mean, so do I. It's worth a bet, isn't it? You know.
Well, definitely have a little flutter. Although, you know, we heard the Arctic Monkeys early on. They're also
They're in with a chance, I think.
In with a chance. Lou Rhodes is going to be on Breakfast tomorrow, also plugging away. We imagine that the Mercury judges must be scanning Six Music constantly to see which one they ought to vote for. I think that's.
I hope they're listening. Well, I hope they weren't listening to the first one in which I made the mistake, but.
You heard it. We didn't.
You didn't. Okay, great.
We didn't. It sounded. I don't know about you, gentle listener, but I thought that sounded pretty damn fine to me. Anyway, that is the A side of the single "Snow in Sun" out on September the 4th. The unofficial site on MySpace is Skritti Politti Life.
Is it?
MySpace.com/.
Okay, I never go there. But
where is your official website?
Don't have one.
You see, you're unique among artists that we've had as guests. You're not interested.
Not interested. No. Actually, that's not true. I am going to get one up and running. Been saying that for how long? 6 months?
Yeah, at least.
On the other, of our gigs online.
At
GGandTheTraitorous3.com.
Oh yeah, that's our nom de guerre.
GGandTheTraitorous3.com.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
we'll put a link.
There's
to that
a little bit of information there.
We'll put a link to that on our webpage, and
thank
then
you.
That will sort that out.
All
Listen,
right.
Thank you ever so much for taking the time to come in, and I hope you'll come back again
when you've
globe-trotted round and been to Osaka and back. And
we'll bring the full band.
Bring the full band, and let's have a further longer chat.
Okay, great.
Green Garside, it's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Evening Sequence on Six Music. It's time for the news.